You're listening to Green Mountain Medicine, an original podcast series by ACP Vermont for all things internal medicine. I'm Haley.
And I'm Katie.
And we're your hosts.
This series aims to unpack the complexity of medicine in a nuanced and evidence-based way. We invite you to relax, grab some coffee, maybe some tea, maybe you're just a water person, and engage with us as we discuss the topics that impact our fields and characterize our practice.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We just wanted to make a quick introduction so you can get to know us better and also wave farewell to the former podcast leaders, Sam and Anish. Sam will be starting residency at Beth Israel Deaconess, and Anish will be starting residency at Tufts Medical Center, both in Boston, and they're both doing internal medicine. So big claps for them. And now we can talk a little bit about us, which isn't difficult.
Isn't difficult, really isn't.
Yeah.
We love to talk about ourselves.
We're good at that.
Yeah.
So Katie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So hi everyone, I'm Katie. I'm a first year medical student. I am originally from Long Island, New York, but I can say that I don't have the accent, unfortunately. Or maybe fortunately, I don't know what everyone wants. My path to medical school was a little interesting. I went to University of Vermont undergrad, and I graduated in the COVID year 2020, and then I spent 2 years working in the emergency department as a medical scribe, which was an amazing experience. I would recommend that to anyone who is thinking about going to medical school. It really gives you that hands-on experience and allows you to see what the profession has to offer. So I learned a lot, and then I applied to medical school and I got into Larner. I've been grateful ever since. It's been a great opportunity. I've met wonderful people, and I am so excited to embark on this journey with Haley Bain.
Wow, that is so sweet and also really cool to hear about your path here.
Yeah.
It's special. We all have such different paths. Yeah, similar to Katie, I had some experience in emergency medicine, but I'll start at the beginning. So I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts, and I stayed in Boston for my undergrad. I went to Northeastern University, where I participated in their co-op program. So I did two co-ops, one where I worked as a data analyst at Harvard Medical School, and the other co-op I worked as a clinical assistant at Tufts Medical Center. So shout out to Anish. Great, great spot. And then I graduated from Northeastern, also COVID year 2020. Yeah, you know, it's okay. I got my graduation eventually, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And then after I graduated, I worked as an EMT in Boston for 2 years. So the rest is history. Very excited to be working with Katie on this podcast, and I have met amazing people since coming here. So also love the state of Vermont now that I've lived here for almost a year now. Crazy how time flies. So let's get into things. So do you have some questions for me?
I do. How would you, Haley Bain, describe yourself in one word?
I would say interesting. I keep things interesting always.
I like that. I like that. Next question. How do you feel about roller coasters?
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I actually had not been on a roller coaster ever until a year ago. So I was like a full-grown adult.
Yeah.
And one of the first rides that I ever went on was the I think it's like Superman.
Okay.
Do you know what that's? Apparently,
no.
This is like a big thing. It's like apparently the most thrilling, crazy ride in all of New England. And I did throw up afterwards, but it's also because I ate a piece of chicken parm for breakfast.
Which is the most important meal of the day. So I'm glad you did that.
Yeah. So, but that's okay. You know, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
And
you become a better person because
yeah.
of it.
So we yeah. love roller coasters
we
here.
Like
and
roller
this
coasters.
Is why I said I'm an interesting person.
Yes.
Okay.
What song reminds you of high school and your high school experience?
I would say Work by Rihanna.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I had to work pretty hard in high school.
4.0.
But also because like I just remember, you know, being on sports teams in high school and we would just like blast that song. So like there's good memories associated with it. How about you? What song?
What song? I was a High School Musical girl. I mean, I was a musical girl.
You a theater kid?
I was a theater kid. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here. And then I got to UVM and I tried out for a cappella and they said, no, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that. How did that make you feel?
It made me realize that I wasn't cut out for Broadway. And I think I'm okay with that now.
Yeah, that's a harsh realization.
Yeah. But you know what? I think it has taught me a lot about myself and my strengths and my weaknesses, which is important when you're figuring out what to do with your life. But I wouldn't take it back. It was a really good building character, learning experience.
Good learning experience.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good time. Okay, let's find out the truth about you, Haley. Are you an organ donor and is it on your license?
Wow, this is where I get to, brag about myself. yes, I am an organ donor and it is on my license against my mom's wishes because she wants me to remain whole. But that's okay. I will be able to
give back. Give back.
Yeah.
She's a giver.
Oh. How about you? Tell us about the status of your organs.
You know what? Can I check?
She's checking, folks.
The proof is in the pudding. Right there.
Wow, she is.
I'm an organ
She's
donor.
A giver. She's a giver.
Two generous people you got for your next house. This will tell me a lot about your character.
Okay.
How many hours in advance do you show up to an airport?
Well, I guess first it depends if we're flying domestic or international, right? So for domestic, I show up hour and a half in advance. But for international, I'll do like a good 2.5 hours. Okay. I feel like there's always lines there and stuff. So please be kind in the comments section about this.
Do you own a neck pillow?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What do you think about neck pillows?
Here's the thing.
You have a neck pillow.
No, don't you? I don't. Here's the thing. I have never owned a neck pillow, but I will say I'm envious of all people with neck pillows on a flight.
Fair enough.
What am I supposed to do? Lay my head on a stranger? No.
That would be tough. For both parties, yeah. Question.
Yes.
Going back to your a cappella career, or I guess lack thereof, do you sing in the shower?
Not well. Let's move on. What do you do when nobody is watching?
Probably just talk to myself a little. Especially if I'm doing a task, I'll walk myself through the directions verbally. I'll be like, okay, so now we gotta go to the fridge.
I think you do that in front of me.
And I was going to say, I kind of do that in front of people, too. So what you see is what you get with me, for the
open
most part.
Book. Open book, listeners, open book. What is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
I am notorious for aggressively getting out of bed and just, proceeding with my day. There's, no time for scrolling on my phone, business.
Yeah.
There's no party.
No party.
No.
How many hours of sleep is your goal a night?
My goal is 8 hours, but usually I'm 7 hours in medical school.
Okay. I can work with that.
How about you?
I 9 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why you're such a ray of sunshine.
Oh.
And I'm the way that I am.
Yeah.
It probably explains
that. Yeah. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
It really does. Well, I think that's a wrap. This has been really fun. Thank you all for listening. I am so excited to tell you about our first guest of season 3, Dr. Matthew Gilbert, who is a wonderful endocrinologist who specializes in diabetes and metabolism. But he may know more about the Boston Red Sox. That's for you to decide next podcast. Until next time.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Katie.
And thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed our discussion, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @ACP_Vermont for more podcast updates or subscribe to us on YouTube at Green Mountain Medicine.
Thank you for listening.